Father, we come in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, what a privilege, what a great honor it is to come to fellowship with you, your spirit, and one another. We say thank you, Lord God. For we know it's not everywhere you choose to visit and make your glory and your presence known. And so we say we are truly humbled and we thank you. As we come to, Lord, share your word, both to deliver as well as receive it, I come particularly with great understanding, Lord God, of the limitations of the human mind, Lord God, and Lord, come to beseech you for fresh mercy. For no man can speak this word or receive it as he ought, except you help him. So we come to ask for mercy. I in particular strip myself, Lord, completely and entirely of all my preparation alone. My confidence is in your mercy to use what I've been taught, to use what I've prepared, Lord, to bring forth this word as a word in season, Lord God. I beseech you, Lord, that as I speak, you will cause there to be a free flow of your word from you through me, Lord God. Lord, make me an empty chalice, Lord, to speak this word in forthrightness, in accuracy, in power, yet in simplicity and in the comfort of the love of your spirit, in the name of Jesus, that I speak, this word will go forth as a river of living water. And wherever it goes in all the earth, your power will back it. So men will not be hearers only, but doers of that which they hear, and be blessed in all their doings in the name of Jesus. I further ask, Lord, for your mercy upon me, Lord, upon my lips, that I will not say anything unnecessary. Help me to redeem the time, speaking only what you would have me to say. So as I speak, Lord, this word will go forth in power, breaking yokes, meeting every need, circumstantial and spiritual, causing our minds to be more enlightened by revelation, knowledge of your word, our wills to be more humble and submitted to your will, and our emotions to be controlled and tempered even more by the power of the fruit of spirit, especially love, in the name of Jesus. I, Father, ask for mercy to be faithful, to be concise, and to be precise, bringing forth from the treasure of your word, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom, things both old and new, to be a blessing to the people, in the name of Jesus. My Father, also ask for mercy. I humble myself and duck under the anointings of my fathers, and I ask for mercy to be a faithful steward of all that I've been taught. Father, I pray as I speak that this word will go forth as a river of life, bringing refreshing to all, but especially to my fathers, Lord, so that as they eat and drink of this vine they have planted, Lord, they will be abundantly satisfied with the travail of their souls in me. I thank you, Lord, because you are faithful. You will do more than we can ask or can think, because of your mercies that abound towards us, and because we pray and ask and receive in the exalted name of our Lord and Master. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I bring a word to... Why do I get emotional over these things? Amen. Well, I bring a word today. I want to thank Pastor David for his word this morning. I was saying, Pastor, while this was talking, I could just go home now, but I won't because I'm very prepared. So we just speak the word and trust God to bring it forward. He spoke quite a lot of things I was already going to say. So we're going to bring a word today, which by the help of the Holy Spirit, I believe is a word of admonition. It's also a word of exhortation. The Bible says we should exhort ourselves much the more so as we see the day approaching. And it's not approaching that day, the day of the Lord, the day of his of a release of the power of God in fullness through this, his sons. That day that we've been believing God for, trusting, is already upon us. Amen. We're in times and seasons. The scripture says we should exhort ourselves, and that's what we're going to do. Now, even as the day comes, we also, as many of us know or should know, are living in perilous times. Amen. Possibly have preached that this morning, brought that scripture out. And so, even in these times, we're going to preach and we're going to teach. We're going to warn every man. That is, warn every man that we may present every man what? Perfect in Christ Jesus. And the word I bring today concerns the issue of spiritual covering. Amen. So that's why I say, I mean, Pastor Lee has already gone ahead. Amen. By the Spirit. That's what the Spirit does. It synchronizes everything. I bring the word concerning spiritual covering. And spiritual covering is not very well understood in most of the body of Christ. That's why people don't take advantage of it. Or maybe they don't know, or they've been deceived. But by the grace of God, as we preach this message today, we trust the Lord will bring light and understanding in Jesus' name. Thank God for the fathers of this house. Thank God for the covering over this house. They have preached this over the years. Not only preached, they've lived it. They've given us instructions. So by the grace of God, in this house, we in this house are truly privileged to be dwelling under a true fatherhood spiritual covering. Amen. Give the Lord a clap. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why you see what you see and you hear what you hear. We'll talk about that in a minute. But most places, this is not understood. But we're going to take, the Bible says you take the more earnest heed to the things which you have learned. Amen. That's why we're preaching this here, so that we don't let them slip. And then also, always new people are coming. And of course, we have our audience on the internet who may or may not have heard much of this. But we trust the Lord to give us an insight and understanding. And I'm trusting the Lord to help me to finish this word today. Amen. It's a good word by the grace of God. And I believe it's a word for this season. We're going to start with Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. And we'll say, good place to start. Thank you, Pastor Wally. I already have my first endorsement. Thank you. Isaiah chapter 30 in verse 1, a beautiful scripture. Now, when you read it, you'll understand what I'm talking about as we begin to speak. Here, let's read it. First of all, Isaiah chapter 30 verse 1 says, woe! Not to you in Jesus' name, because it doesn't apply to you. It says not to me in Jesus' name. Because if you read it, you see it's to rebellious. Nobody's rebellious here in Jesus' name. Amen. Good. But let's read the scripture. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. That's why they're rebellious. And that cover with a... Keep a hold of that word in your heart. That's where we're going. Most of that, all the linkages will be in that word covering today. But that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. Come on, guys. But not of my spirit. So there's a covering that is not of his spirit. But not of my spirit. Why? That they may add sin to sin. Next verse. That walk, still talking about the same rebellious people. Now, this is a characteristic of them, these people. That walk to go into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Next verse, I believe. Therefore, now this is not to us. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow covering. Shadow. The shadow of Egypt, your confusion. Hello, somebody. Now, what do we see here? The Lord pronounces woe on the rebellious children, and that's the operative word for all those under such a covering. They're covered with a covering not of his spirit, but who prefer to go down, in other words, they were up before, but they go down to Egypt and trust in the strength of Pharaoh. Who is Pharaoh? He's the king of Egypt. Egypt there represents a place where Christians are supposed to have been delivered from. We leave Egypt and we go to the promised land. Amen? It says, on these ones, the result will be shame and confusion. Right. Now, on the surface, because there is a surface understanding, a physical, material, natural understanding. On the surface, what he's talking about, he's the same pronouncing war and shame upon those in Israel who do not cover, or who make a heart alliance, and that's the operative word, heart alliance, with the king of Egypt for their protection. Amen? Whose hearts are aligned with the spirit that is upon Egypt. It's like they were making a military alliance. But God is talking about it, saying, woe unto them. There's going to be shame and confusion and you're rebellious. But, and this is a big but, in the manifold wisdom of God, he's also talking in the spirit and warning about having a spiritual covering, a spiritual shadow upon you, that is not derived from the Spirit of God. Amen. Automatically, well, that's what it means. It means, born to them who cover with a covering that is not of my spirit. Which means that there are other spirits than the Spirit of God that provide covering. Yeah. Or that provide an alliance. Or that provide a shadow. And the key is what you do with your heart. Amen. The alliance is what you mean. Give me, well, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I just to illustrate. Give me Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, please, quickly. We need to run, you know, quite a bit today. Help me. Ephesians 2, 2. Wherein ye times past, ye walk, who are ye? Ye, the people of God, amen? According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now, not later, now, worketh in the children of disobedience. What was the trademark of those who made the alliance with that spirit that is not of God? Disobedience, rebellion. Amen? So this is the Spirit. Give me this in the Amplified. Let me see what it says. Quickly. Turn Amplified. Yes. Okay. Oof. Which at one time you habitually, you were following the course and fashion of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age. Remember, David Wells said, this is the spirit of the age. Amen. That following the prince of the power of the air, you are obedient. Get this now. And under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, the unbelieving, who go against the purposes of God. This is not your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. So, there's a spirit that works in the rebellious, who are under the covering of a spirit that is not of God, but provided by this spirit, amen, who have a heart alliance with this spirit. I mean, so the characteristics of both, it's just that they tend to go down to Egypt, they rebel, amen, and all these things, amen. Like Israel serially rebelled against God. Amen. But what's important is this, is that to know what covering is and to distinguish between the covering that is of the Spirit of God and that is not of the Spirit of God like these ones. So, question, what is covering? Well, I have a definition here that Pastor gave many years ago. Those who came for School of the Ministry. See, we are blessed in this house. There's a treasure trove of knowledge in this house. If you only want to look for it, it's there. All these things are not new. Pastor's been preaching this for years. I mean, by the grace of God, what, 15, 20 years, more than that, about this very thing. And still, people are to get it. They will get it in Jesus' name. We will get it and we'll flow under it. So what's covering? Covering is the spiritual power, the spiritual force that emanates from the spirits and the prayer life of mature spiritual leadership, fathers or kings, which provides an enabling atmosphere. We call it a cocoon of life, a force field of life. Same thing, that's covering. For all those that are fully allied, or to use the word submitted, at the heart level in their hearts to this spiritual leadership. That's covering. Basically, that's what it is. It provides a place, a cocoon, and it offers many advantages. Amen. Without help. First of all, it nourishes those under the covering. It provides nourishment for spiritual growth and supplements, not substitutes. We'll get to that later. The prayers of all those who are submitted under the covering. So the nourishment, the word of God, the prayer, the ministration of the spirit, the keys of the kingdom that open the word for you to become nourished by yourself. Amen. All that comes under the covering of mature spiritual leadership. Like Pastor Lee was saying, the problem is that we don't have many. That's why I say you have many instructors, but not many fathers. It's the fathers that provide covering. The kings. Hallelujah. So they provide nourishment. Then they provide, like I just said, an enabling environment for spiritual growth and development. Isaiah 32 verse 1, verse 2 says, a king reigns. When he reigns, who can say, who can let? See, princes still rule. In other words, you decide between two, which one goes. But the king just reigns. Says he scatters away evil with his eyes. Nothing evil can penetrate. The Bible says, let's keep my mind. The book of Judges says, when there was no king in the land, the people did as they pleased. When kings come, everybody aligns. That's kingship. Hallelujah. That's what fathers do. Everybody aligns. Amen. Then it talks about divine protection and a refuge, a defense from danger and extreme adversity. We see that in Isaiah chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, where it talks about the glory being a defense over all the habitations of Mount Zion. We'll talk about that later. Amen. Talks in Psalm 91, the psalm we normally read. Amen. Talks about in Psalm 91. Give me verse, I think in verse, where it says, give me verse 9. Psalm 91, verse 9. Let's see that quickly as it goes. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Next verse. Next verse. There shall what? No evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Guess what? God gives the anointing, the power, and is released through the fathers on your behalf. Amen. So it's God that gives it, but it comes through the fathers. We'll see that in a minute. Now, this is something that I didn't know before. I didn't suspect. When the Lord was preparing this, you know, giving me this word, I had discovered that covering has always existed ever before man came. Ever before man appeared on the face of the earth, there was covering. There was concept of covering. So it is a basic part of creation. It's not supposed to operate any other way. Ezekiel chapter 28. Give me verse 12. Shekorobaka. I said, Lord, I didn't know this. Ezekiel 28, 12. Are we moving in the spirit? Ezekiel 28, verse 12. Thank you. Now, we're not going to read it because I want to, you know, redeem the time a little bit. But look, it says, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Now, stop there. Tyrus was a place, those of you call it Tyre and Sidon, somewhere in Lebanon, up there on the, you know, east coast of the Mediterranean, on the west coast of, yeah, east coast of the Mediterranean. Amen? Now, there was a king, but there was also a prince. If you go back to verse 2, quickly give me verse 2. Quickly give me verse 2. 38:2. Is it right? It says, Son of man, say unto the prince. I told you, the princes rule, but kings reign. Prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord, because thine heart is lifted up now, I said, I am a God. I sit in the sea. Said, but yet thou art a man. So this is a man. Now go back to 12. Verse 12. Thank you. Now, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king, not the prince now, the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. So far, so good. Next verse. Thou hast been in the Garden of Eden. Hello? This is not a man. This is not a man. The only person apart from this was Adam, but he doesn't call him by name. So he's talking about somebody else other than Adam and Eve. His eyes being in Eden, the Garden of God, every precious stone was like covering the sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. We won't get into that. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. This is a created being who dwelt in the Garden of Eden. Next verse gives us who it is. Thou art, let's say it together, thou art the anointed, who anointed him? God. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have said thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. This guy was in heaven with God. So he's not a human being. Let's cut it short. Thou hast walked up and down. This is Lucifer. When he was still Lucifer. Amen? But you see, we see him here now ruling over a region of territory on the earth through a human king. Prince, sorry. He was the king. This was the prince. So we see that the dominion of that prince is dependent upon the release of power by his satanic king. So it is he. Now, what I was saying, I said, this covenant has existed before time. This was what God, go back to verse 12 now. Leave it here, sorry. Give me that verse 14. The anointed cherub that covereth. Thank you. This was what God appointed Lucifer to be ever before man was created. He said, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. The point I'm trying to make is that covering has been since creation. This is how God operates in the earth. You know, I asked God, like I said, God, why don't you just rule? Why don't you just do it by yourself? God says, I love to share. He's not going to hog all the past. That's what he's trying to share with us, all of us here. We'll get to that. God loves people, loves his creation. And he's not the kind to hold on to grab. The Bible says he's not, you know, Jesus was not, he did not consider godliness something to be grasped. So God wants to share. He's not going to keep it all for himself. He has so much of it. He wants to share. So he gave an angel called Lucifer power to cover the entire creation at that time. It was through his spirit that the king Lucifer, then the anointed angel that covered, was releasing spiritual power to sustain and keep the pre-Adamic civilization which existed before man was created. Hello? The anointed cherub that covered. How so? Give me Jeremiah chapter 23, 4. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23. I said pre-Adamic religion. Some people's eyes went up. Boom. Pre-Adamic there. Ah. God, Adam was the first man. No, he was not. Look at this. There was a pre-Adamic civilization. Jeremiah 4:23 says, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was what? Say it again. It was what? Without and. Where do you hear that before? Genesis. chapter 1, verse 2. Says, and the whole earth was without form and void. So the scripture is linking this scripture to what we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The earth was also form and without void, and the Spirit of God hovered upon it. He didn't start like that. The Bible says God did not create the earth in vain. So something happened. Let's read it. It says, and the earth was without form and void. No, go back to Jeremiah, please. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. What happened? Darkness, rain. What happened? Something must have happened. Next verse. I want to show you there was a river. And I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. Next verse. And I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. Next verse. And I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness. But the essence, it says, they were all broken at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. What are we saying? The God allowed the former creation that was covered by Satan, by Lucifer, who became Satan later, he destroyed it because of rebellion. And that's why we see what we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, when God now had to recreate everything, and then he now put a new covering. Instead of Lucifer, man was put there. Hallelujah. We're talking about covering. Now, we know what happened. Adam, committed high treason. The devil had to, and he's been doing it, still doing today. The devil had to deceive man to give up his position. And he's still doing the same thing in the church today. He comes with deception. And he said in Luke chapter 4, he says, all the kingdoms of the earth are mine because they have been delivered unto me. When Adam fell, he gave over the covering from that God gave him to release power into the earth in conjunction with God, because the devil had no life in him again. So all that was going on the earth, everything that was functioning in the earth in the Garden of Eden, God was using Adam's spirit in conjunction with him. But when that was cut off, Satan took place. Because if you submit yourself to whomever you submit to, that person rules over you. That's why Satan now is the god of this world, and it is he that is providing covering. Hello, somebody. Talk about that. But the essence is this. This is the essence. And that's why the whole earth today is in serious turmoil. Amen? Rebellion. All kinds of gross darkness. Oh, there's something I saw here. It's funny when it says it, but it's a good thing to say. I want to just share it. As I was doing this, the Lord showed me that. And Isaiah, we won't go there because of time. Isaiah 14, if you want to go home, go check it out. Isaiah 14, where it talks about how Satan fell. What he says, I will be like the Most High. I will set my throne. I will be like the star. He had five I wills. Five times he spoke for it. In the book of Ezekiel, God speaks six, not five, six. One for each one Satan spoke and nullified them. Then he now said, I will destroy you. And that's exactly what God is going to do. Point is, when devil says you will not. All right, no. Listen. When the devil says I will kill you, God says you are going to live. When the devil says I will make you poor, God says you will prosper and be in health. Anytime God says I will to you, tell it God says he will. And that he will that God says overcomes any he will. It's in the scripture. That's why you need to know the word. Don't listen to what the devil tells you. He's a master deceiver. Amen. So the spirit of rebellion and disobedience through Satan, when man fell, now reigns over the earth. But the point here we're making is that the force of spiritual covering is given to cherubs, angels. 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 Men are also angels. The Bible talks in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, separately, the angel of the church at Ephesus, the angel of the church at Smyrna, the angel of the church at Pergamos, it's all there. They are angels. The Bible says, speak to the angel of the church over. So these are angels who are also kings over territorial places in the earth and consequently rule over the territory by the force of the power of life of God that emanates through their spirits. Amen? So angels are men. Tell anybody we have an angel over the church in Ibadan. And you know what? You know, helping God. God was telling him, the fact that he's an angel of the church at Ephesus or Pergamon says it's not only just one local church. Every church that was in that region was under that angel that he was addressing. So it's not just my church. For example, I can tell you with authority that our Father in this house, by the grace of God, is not just the angel of our scripture pastor. That's where he resides. But the influence he exerts goes way beyond. And mommy too. They have governmental authority. What they say goes. We see it over and over again in this house. We saw it when Nigeria was about to split. Mommy stood there and said, no way, we're not splitting. Nigeria will be one. We heard about Obama. When they declared that Obama was going to be the president, everybody here cringed. Emma told you, don't say too much. If it doesn't happen, call. The angel of the church. As scripture part. There should be an angel over every, the angel of Abuja. Amen. There should be an angel over every aspect of human life. Every region. But that's not what we see now. I remember there was a time when I went to God, Pastor sent me to minister. He was in Makurdi. And I got there and there was this beautiful pastor. He was a pastor to one of the brethren who used to be in the church. And then he took his family and went to Makurdi. And I went there and we preached for him about, I think it was 3 days or something like that. And I said, God, what do you want to tell this guy? What do you want to tell this guy? What? At 2 a.m. in the morning, you know how God does this something? Just ping your mouth. Said, tell him that he's the anointed angel that covereth this area from Makurdi and on. If he moves to Abuja, he's out of position. I didn't even know. So I called him. I've never seen such a reaction before. I called him the next day. I said, sir, we preach, we've spoken, but I have a word for you from the Lord. And the Lord woke me up at 2 a.m. this morning to tell you that don't go to, as I was sitting next to him and all his elders, said, please don't move from this place. Don't go to Abuja, because God has given you the land there. But God said, where you are, he's going to anoint you as the angel that covereth this area. And everything you're looking for in Abuja, God will give you here in season. Everybody just started shouting. I said, well, they've been waiting. The man has been planning to move to Abuja since. And his wife was just, she just didn't have peace concerning that. Name. Said, this is the word of the Lord. Now, whether he moved or not, I don't know. But I just delivered the word. Amen. That's his business. Okay, so angels are kings. Now, let's look at angel kings that are men in the scripture that provide covering. Isaiah 32 verse 1. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Are we getting something out of this? It says, behold. Let's read it together. Behold. A king shall reign, kings reign, in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Next verse. And a man shall be as a hiding. Now, can a man be a hiding place? He's talking about covering. A man, or in many cases a corporate man, we'll see that before the end of the service by the grace of God. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert. That word covert is holding, is a covering. So a man is a covering from the tempest. He's as a river water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. This is a man. So, as you're saying, the wisdom of God, covering is the spiritual power of God that's released to kings to provide a place of comfort, a place of rest, a place of peace where you can grow up. Amen? And I said this, now, this is another thing in the show. We say, this divinely instituted issue of covering permits the entirety of all governmental authorities on the face of the earth, whether physical or spiritual. Hello? Is this the same thing that Satan derives his own hierarchy from? Why reinvent the wheel? So when he says Satan, that's what Apostle Lee was preaching again this morning, he says, says you wrestle not against flesh. Give me Ephesians chapter 6, 12. It says you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, local powers in the air. Then, rulers of the darkness of this world, and then the princes in heavenly places. Each one is covering at a level. That's it. So we wrestle against principalities, against powers. Now, it is through these hierarchies that Satan, Koshereka, feeds negative spiritual power to exercise dominion over the whole earth. That's why he's a prince of the power of the air. The princes in heavenly places release that power. They're transferred through the wicked spirits in heavenly places. Through these rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers of darkness transfer to those under them, the powers. And the powers give to locally principalities. Amen? Principalities are not men. They're devils. But men can rule over principalities. Amen? And the same thing happens with government. Hello, Simon. The Bible says every government, every authority is what? Ordained of God. In other words, God set up governments to rule in exactly the same way. So the power over Kashiru Kumbaka, the government over Nigeria, is to rule and be a covering over this land. Hello, somebody. But you know what the problem is? We are going to solve it in Jesus' name. The power that the government will use to rule is supposed to be generated by the church. First of all, prayers and supplication made for all men, for kings and all those in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness, covering, and honesty therein. For this is the will of God, who have all men to be saved. How can men be saved when the principalities are power from darkness? That's what happens when we don't pray. We will pray in Jesus' name. We are praying for kings and all those in authority. That's why you should never, 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 never miss Tuesday. Never miss any opportunity to pray for your nation. Hello, for your state. Hello, for your local government. It's all different levels. But the sad thing is, oh, help us, Lord. Whenever the church abdicates this responsibility, guess who fills the gap? Satan just takes over. And if you're doing that for centuries, until somebody wakes up and says, ha! Mercy God. So, but one way or the other, power, whether negative or positive, spiritual power rules in the earth, whether it's by the Spirit of God or by another spirit called the Prince of the Power of the Air, you're under covering. You're under covering. It doesn't matter whether you know it or not. You're under covering. The question is, who's got you covered? That's the question you must ask. Oh, do I have time to get into this, Lord? Pastor, they just hit it running in the morning. Oh, I'll come back. If there's time, I'll come back. But you see, you can see from that Isaiah chapter. Go and look at it. Isaiah chapter. Okay, all right, Lord. Go to Isaiah chapter 32, verse 3. Helping Lord. Just going to hit it and go. Look what it says. How do you know who's under whose covering you are? What tells you you're under God's covering? This is what follows that thing we just read earlier on about the kings. Now, this is the characteristic of what's going to happen when you're under the covering of kings that God is ruling through. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. How can eyes that see be dim? Notice you don't have revelation. But when you're under the covering, revelation will come. Your ears will hear. The Bible says, Jesus will also say, let the church hear what God, let the Spirit, let everyone who has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Through them, you're going to hear what God is saying to the churches, and you will hear and listen and hearken and obey. Then also, give me the next verse. Here, one more. Two of them. One more. The heart of all of the rash shall understand. Those who came brashly and honestly say, now God will temper your heart with knowledge. Bible talks about the light of revelation and giving you the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of God will cause light to shine. He will command light to shine in your heart under the covering of kings. Spiritual kings. Positive spiritual kings, because they're negative ones. And the light of revelation will come into your heart and lighten your darkness. So like Pastor said, you see, if you say, ha! Bang! Light. Because you're under covering of true spiritual kings. That's how you know. That's how we've known. When pastor preaches something and you've been reading the word for the last 10 years, and I just say one word and the whole thing just opens up. That's kingship authority. That's covering. That's what it's supposed to do. If I say the heart of the rash shall understand nothing, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak. Who's a stammer? One who's speaking in tongues. Blah, 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 blah. But you see, that's tongues. When you begin to get undercover, you shift off from just mere tongues into travail. And then Bible says your speech will be eloquent because you'll be speaking with divine knowledge. You're not just going to be talking at the tongue. When you declare a word and it shall come to pass. Kingship authority. Hallelujah. Anyway, let me get off that. How did I get off from that? Okay, so we see this covering and we see that it works through kings. Amen? Then you can also look at Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. I won't go there because of time, but I want to. If you look at it, you see that it mentions there, we said it earlier on that, you know, it says, upon all the glory shall be a defense. And that glory is found only in Mount Zion. And that's only in Mount Zion that you have kings. I have set my kings upon my holy hill of Zion. Amen? And it's all of these kings you can ask for the heathen, and God will give you your inheritance and your possession. Zion is the only place you get king. That's where you learn how to become a king. So if it sounds like it, but if you're not under a king that is in Zion, you need to change location. Hey! Okay, I don't know if you're getting something out of this. Okay, now let's go on. What covering does not do is substitute for your prayer life. I need to say that loud and clear. Everybody, when you're under covering, you're okay, you can. I should say it again. Covering does not substitute for your prayers and your praying. Oh, tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. I want to hear loud and clear. Covering does not substitute for your prayers or my own prayer or your praying or my own praying. Hello? This is a trap. This is a trap that Satan uses many times. You know, because thank God for covering. Covering, the fathers will do their work. The power has been released. But unless you tap into it, you cannot just say you wake up in the morning, you're under covering, you just charge out of the house. You will not do that in Jesus' name. Amen? And also, you can't play lazily and absent-minded. The pastor says, God is the reward of those who diligently seek Him. Amen? Hello, somebody? The covering of fathers will amplify what you do diligently and in faith. Thank you. Somebody said amen. I said the covering of fathers will only amplify. It will not substitute. It will amplify and it will, what's the word? Complement, thank you. Complement what you do diligently and in faith. Pastor gave a word many years ago, and as I was preparing this message, it just popped back into my heart. I want to declare it now. Covering. Everybody say this. Covering. If I write it down. How's your pencil? You should come to school with a pencil and paper. This is spiritual school. Tell your neighbor, this is spiritual school. Where's your Bible and pen? Write this down. Tell them, write it down. Covering is the reason for diligence and not an excuse for spiritual slothfulness. I'll say that again. Covering is the reason for diligence and not an excuse for spiritual slothfulness. Amen? If you don't pray because of carelessness or slothfulness, you don't ask for covering, you ask for mercy and forgiveness and the cleansing by the blood. Oh, you can't know they are covering. I wonder, it's not like that. Pastor said it that day here. Say, we don't, you have to do something. 0 times 1 million covering is still zero. 0.00000000 to the 10th power times 1 million is one. Hello? Goes that. Thank you, sir. So, but if you can't pray because you're weak, just do your best and then covering takes hold. Amen? Because you are weak and God knows. And you're not a habitual weak person. Hello? They are weak today, weak tomorrow, weak the day after. Let's go. It's not like that. Okay, back to the lesson now. Now, why covering? Why are we preaching this? Now, very, very simple. Pastor Lee again touched on it this morning by the grace, by the help of the Holy Spirit. We live in perilous times, folks. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And if you want to look at it, oh, thank you. This was give me 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. If you want to find out the characteristics of the perilous time, just look at the next few verses. We won't go there. But just check it out. It fits the day perfectly. It fits the day perfectly. Amen? So there's the perilous times. There's, thank you. There's perilous, this is perilous times. The hearts of men are failing them for fear because they don't know what's happening next. I woke up this morning again. I just glanced at my phone. 22 people were killed and another 90 something were injured in somewhere in Turkey. I said, not this morning. I don't want to know. But see, that's what's going on. You, one day is this, next is another. Before you can even catch your breath, something else has happened. There's a serious, palpable fear in the hearts of men. And it's a time of gross darkness. Darkness is covering the people, the earth, and gross darkness the people. Hello, somebody. Folks, there is a covering that is not of God over the whole earth. Give me Isaiah 25, verse 7, quickly. Isaiah 25, 7. We've touched upon this last time when we're preaching the message. Isaiah 25 says, and he will. Who will? God. But he's going to do it through you and I. Amen? That's what I say. He said, he will in this mountain. Which mountain is that? Mount Zion. Who's in Mount Zion? People like you and I. So what he says is, hey. And the Bible is very clear. It says that the heavens and the heavens, God has for himself. That's his throne. Say, but the earth has he what? Given to the sons of men. God has put, say, well, if you don't do it, I can't. This is your assignment for the ages. Our assignment for the ages. He will destroy. And when God says, I will, he will. Amen. All the question is, are you going to be part of his willing? Or his army that is willing? God is raising them up already. It says, in the days of his power, his people shall be willing. He will destroy. Hallelujah. You didn't get that. I know the youth got it. The youth got that one. Because they are the army that he's raising up. I was in a place, we were ministering at a Navy seminar the other day. I said, this is the army of the Lord. Don't look at this little baby like he's a baby. Give him 20 years. He will perform things that you will. He will destroy in this mountain, Zion, the face of the one, of the one, of the one, cast over all people. And the veil that is spread over some, oh, all nations. Now, this is the thing where many people don't understand this. This is the default setting. Now, when Pastor Dave talked about default this morning, I said, bang, that's a good. This is, what does it mean? This is the default setting. In other words, everybody that is not under a covering that is of the Lord through kings who are spiritual is under this covering. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you profess. If you are not under the covering of spiritual kings appointed in Zion by the Father, this is the covering that you're under. That's why I say, woe unto them who cover with a covering that is not of my spirit. What is the key attitude in the world today? Disobedience. Rebellion against God. Now, you don't say God. You don't say God. You don't say, well, I want to do my own thing. Find my own place. Hey, keep going. So I look at this, I say, you are sick. Father, forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. But you look at somebody, you say, one guy, I love him very much, is my one of the guys I actually salute. I read, you know what he said when he won 9 gold medals? He said, I'm the greatest. I said, you're not the greatest. God had mercy on you. But you're not stretching around. You're the greatest, too. But you got a lot of shy by love. Keep going to God. Disobedience, unthankful, unfaithful, fierce, incontinent, proud, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They love God, but you see, God takes a backseat when that hallelujah comes about. Nonsense. This is why. The face of the covering is cast over all people. And the veil is spread over all nations, which means that he is always present and is always enforced by Satan, the god of this world, ruling through his kings and princes, those principals and powers, wicked spirits in heavenly places, and rulers of the darkness of this world, usually kings, but they have men on the earth. How many remember Simon the sorcerer? The great power of God in Samaria. Once you are, aye. There's still people that rule in places all over the earth. And there are places where God has not been demonstrated. That's your job and my job. And that's why after the glory, he will send you. He will send me. And I will go. Anybody will go. Send me, I will go. So, more than ever before, we proceed. We need to be under covering of godly spiritual kings. Because they are ungodly kings. They are spiritual. And they use the same. Not the same. They use spiritual power to overcome and to dominate. And to preside as kings over the iniquity of this world. Amen? There's a flood of iniquity going on in this world today. But there's only one thing that iniquity, that flood cannot overcome. Divine love. That's the answer to this issue here. The love of God perfected in men. Divine love. That says, in songs. It says, many waters cannot overcome love. Many waters cannot quench or overcome or drown love. Divine love. So we need to be perfect in divine love. Amen? So we profess that we dwell under the covering of godly kings, amen, in a place, you know, protected from the storms of life. So we perfect the love of God. And it's only the love of God that will make you not afraid. The divine love of God. Anything is insufficient. The degree to which you're perfected in divine love is the degree to which you will not be afraid. Perfect love casts out fear. He that feareth is not yet made perfect in love. God will perfect you in love in Jesus' name. But you need to be under covering. So, the essence of the refuge and the spiritual covering is to provide this spiritual environment. Thank God for this house. Oh Lord, hallelujah. To enable us to obtain our inheritance of the Spirit without measure. Won't go there again. Pastor preached the other day. He says that we are kept by the power of God unto a salvation that is ready to be revealed in this time. That keeping by the power of God is through spiritual covering. The inheritance of the Spirit without measure is the only power that can overcome this present situation. Amen? But that inheritance comes to us as we stay under covering, as we are kept by the power of God. I want to use Apostle Paul as an example. I should have done it before, but it just pops in my heart, mind now. Amen? Apostle Paul. Give me, I think it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I think. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians 5, 1. 1 Corinthians 5, 1. Now, this is the Apostle Paul. This is a prime example of what covering is like and what it does. Amen? This is the Apostle Paul. He heard that the news that there was a man in Corinth. Corinth had many problems, and this is one of them, who was sleeping with his father's wife. Let's put it delicately. Amen? And he said, it's reported common that there is fornication among you, and such as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife or his father's concubine. Amen. Next verse. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be what? Taken away from among you. Why? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. So, he had to do something. He had to do a surgical spiritual excision. But he wasn't there. He couldn't be there. So what did he do? Next verse. This is great. Apostle Paul. Next verse. For I verily, as absent in body, this was remote control. This is covering. This is the power of spiritual covering. Not everybody can do this. Very few people can. I verily is absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that has so done this deed. Next verse. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit was his spirit that was providing covering over that church. He was through his spirit that was feeding that church with life, even though he was not there. You see what I'm saying? When you say you're a king, your sphere of influence can extend way beyond your location. Hello? He was the anointed cherub over the church in Corinth, and he wasn't even there. Lord have mercy. This is awesome. And my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, next verse. To deliver such an one unto Satan. Under covering. So what he was doing here is that he was taking away that covering that had removed the power of the prince of the air over this child, this man who was having his father's wife. The covering from Paul's spirit had negated the effect of Satan over him. But the problem was that he did not tap into it by obedience and submission. So the covering was working, but he wasn't getting it. So he said, well, you don't want to get it. You want to rebel? Okay, I take back my covering. And I deliver it to Satan. Now, you may say, Apostle Paul. It's an act of love. Because if that guy continued in that sin, he would go to hell. And because a father watches over his flock, and he doesn't want any to perish. Obviously, God is not willing that any should perish. No. He took that covering and said, Satan, destroy his physical body. That physical body will come back after resurrection. But let his spirit go to heaven. That's what covering is. Destruction of flesh. Why? That the spirit, which is what God is more interested in. God can fashion a body for you, but that spirit belongs to him. It's his. He's the one that created. You know, there are all kinds of bodies. God can give you a body after you resurrected. That's not the issue. But the spirit is eternal and is a part of God. May be saved in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's covering. Removed it, and if you read on in 2 Corinthians, he put it back on because the guy repented. So it wasn't that Paul wanted him to be killed. Paul wanted him to sit up and enjoy the covering. So he opened his eyes and boom. Amen. Thank God for this mercy. Ah, God is merciful to us. We are under covering in this household. We belong to them. God has given us to our fathers. Hello. If you're here, you're not here by accident. I learned that many years ago and I stopped messing around. You're not here by accident. If you're here, either you came here or you are born in this house, you belong to Pastor and Mommy. Everybody say amen. Every one of you say amen. Everybody. Amen. If you consider yourself a son or a daughter, you belong to them. God gave you to them. That's why they're going to give account. They're not here because you chose to be here. God chose you to be here. A certain place. He hapt upon. That hapt is by the Spirit. Yeah, you belong to them. That's what Jesus said. All the ones you have given to me, I have lost none. If it happened to the Lord Jesus, and he was the King of Kings. King of those kings that provide covering. Okay, so this is. So, the essence is to liberate men from captivity of satanic bondage from the atmosphere. Amen. Bible says the whole of creation is waiting for the manifestation of sons of God. What we do is that we're going to now liberate the whole of creation from the bondage of corruption and death by the power of the Spirit. Amen. And establish God's dominion upon the earth. Pastor, you also mentioned, I'm so blessed. The only place that there will be peace in the earth in this time is in Zion. That's what God is creating. God is creating a haven of peace in Zion. Give me Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, quickly. Just bounce there and go out of it. We're going to close in a minute. Help me, Lord. I trust we're getting something out of this. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Where is it? Haggai 2, verse 9. Haggai. Thank you. The glory of this latter house, talking about Mount Zion, amen, we are the latter house of his glory, shall be what? Greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, which place? Zion. I will give peace. Why? Because of covering. Because the kings will cover the whole of Mount Zion. Mount Zion in Nigeria, Mount Zion in Egypt, Mount Zion in USA, Mount Zion all over the place. The Bible says the knowledge of the glory of God shall do what? Cover the whole earth instead of the prince of the power of the air. We'll see how to do that. So, the question I want to ask you is, is your spiritual father a true father? Thank God. Everybody here can answer yes. You can answer yes. You don't have to say it in your heart. Say it out loud. We all know. Is your spiritual father a true father? Yes. Yes. We're going to talk about how we enjoy covering now. Amen. The first thing we want to do to enjoy spiritual covering. How do we enjoy spiritual covering? The first thing we want to do is to identify true spiritual fatherhood. Because there are many charlatans out there ready to deceive. We were saying the other day, Pastor Chu preached it. He said, the first response, when the disciples went to ask the Lord Jesus Christ, what shall be the sign of the end times? The first thing said, deception. He said, take care you don't be deceived. Because there are many people out there that are set out to deceive. Pastor Wally preached also on Wednesday. Many have said, deception is the key that Satan uses to deceive people in this end time. We spoke about Simon the sorcerer, amen? So the first you must do, is you have to be able to identify who a true spiritual father is. Amen. No. Let me start from. Give me Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. We'll read from there and then read down. Hello, somebody. Now, a 15-year-old boy can father a child. Hello? He has all the equipment, physical. He can father a child. But he's not a father. All he's a baby daddy. He's just a baby daddy. He don't know nothing about fatherhood. Fatherhood? Anybody can give birth to a child. Once you have all the equipment, you know, everything's there. Yeah, sure. But to be a father, to become a father, you must stand in your place upright. You got to give back many sacrifices. I'm a father, I know. Spiritual sacrifice, material, you pray, you give example, you lead, you rebuke. Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. Amen? You train and equip him for the challenges of life, by the word, by the example, by prayer, by discipline. A 15-year-old boy doesn't know that. All he wants to do is go and play. Amen? Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Anybody can father a child, can give birth to a child. And a lot of people are, they give birth, but you father? Do you take that time out to provide a comfort place for them spiritually to grow up and become fathers? And become fathers in future? These are questions that we will ask of the body of Christ. Give me that scripture now. Matthew chapter, are you there? Yes. Now, this is how you identify spiritual fathers. Says, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Next verse. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. We'll get back to that in a minute. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Next verse. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. By their fruit you shall know them. Thank God all of us here are good fruit. So our Father is known by the fruit of his ministry. Amen. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. That stands to reason. Next verse. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruits is hewn down, cast in fire. Next verse, verse 20, says, wherefore by their fruits you shall know. Now, what fruits is he talking about? Because it's not just any kind of fruit, there are fruits many. But the fruit he's talking about is the fruit of the good treasure of the heart. Luke chapter 6, verse 4. Is it Luke? Yes, Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse 4. I think. 45, I think. No. I think 44. Check 44, 45. Yes, this is it. For every tree, trees represent men, is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather their grapes. Next verse. A good man. Now this is it. This is how to identify true fatherhood. A good man out of the good treasure of his what? Heart. Bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is evil. For, this is the key point now, of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. He can't say anything other than what's inside his heart. This is how you identify. So the pastor said, they were saying this morning, listen to what he says. What is he talking about? Is he talking fables? You know, those who used to call it fable. I don't know what they call it now. Gist. You know, so some places it's all gisting. Gisting from beginning to end, of course, the interspersed with the collection of the offering. Before offering, gist. After offering, gist. And then you close. No word, no bread for the people, nothing. Talk about finances from beginning to the end. And the abundance of the heart. His mouth speaks. He can't say anything else. What is his life like? By example, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12 says that ye be not slothful, but be followers of they who through faith and patience inherit the promises. What promises has he or is he inheriting? Is he moving towards the perfection and fullness of Christ? Has he seen the fruit of, you know, the word in his life? Is he manifesting the love of God, the character of Christ? Is he growing in meekness and humility, or is she growing in meekness? What? You need to check it out. Don't follow blindly. Again, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 says, remember those that have the rule over you, whose faith follow blindly. Now, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. It's not here yet. Okay, so whose faith follow considering the end of their... Give me this in the Amplified, in the NIV, see what it says. Yeah, oh, Lord have mercy. NIV is also... NIV, this is... Yeah, remember the leaders who spoke to you, consider the outcome of their way of life. And do what? Imitate, copy, follow after me as I follow. You're not just going to follow anybody. Hello, somebody. I know most of us here understand this, or we are. Even if you understand, you're already doing it. But I'm talking about those who are outside, those who are coming for the first time, or just come, or you're just hearing this message, shout from somewhere. This message is a clarion call. Check out who you're following. If it doesn't qualify in these areas, don't follow. It's very dangerous in this time. Then, having done this, you've identified now, you enjoy spiritual covering by two things: submission and obedience to their instruction. Amen. Now, just take fast hold of instruction, for she's your life under covering. Hebrews 13:17. Quickly. Hello, somebody. Hebrews 13:17. Obey. I think I saw. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. Now, let me ask you a question. Can you obey and not submit? Yes. But you cannot submit and not obey. Because submission is the heart, obedience is the act. When your heart is submitted, obedience will just take place normally. But if you're rebellious, God forbid you're not rebellious in Jesus, it means that your heart is not right. It's as simple as that. Hello, somebody. Went quiet. Well, you should be submitted. You are submitted now. So you obey. Amen. Anytime disobedience creeps in, check your heart. That's where it begins. Amen. Hello. God says, my son, give me your heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. Which means that without your heart being given to oversight, you cannot see their ways. You may see their acts, but you don't know their ways. The Bible says the children of Moses saw God's acts, but it was only Moses that knew his ways, because his heart was aligned with God. Amen. That's where we're going. We've got to see by the Spirit who they are. Oh, Lord have mercy. And if Jesus could submit to his parents, we have absolutely no... You know, Jesus didn't know much about who he really was. He just knew he came supernaturally. They pondered many things, but many of the things the Lord Jesus was about, they didn't even understand what he said. It must be about his father's business. But he still submitted to them. God says he went to them and he submitted to them. And guess what? He grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and men. Amen. So we too are to follow up to our spiritual fathers in this house. And like we've said several times or many times before, it's a twofold combination. The Bible says, honor thy father. Well, it doesn't stop there. And thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long. How many of you want to live long under covering? Honor your father and your mother. There's no difference. Say amen, somebody. And I'm going to give you another two scriptures. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. It says, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. Hello? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So, we enjoy covering as a function of our submission and heart submission and heart connection and obedience to spiritual oversight, which is a twofold combination. Father and mother. Look unto Abraham and Sarah. Abraham our father, Sarah our mother. And he calls them both one. There's no difference. Two shall be one. Thank you. I don't want to go back to Noah's Ark. We've gone past there. But when Noah came out of the ark, it was husband and wife, husband and wife, husband and wife, husband and wife. Those were the teams that were sent forth into the earth to cover the earth. It's Noah's sons and their wives. More than that. So we link in by heart connection and submission to spiritual oversight. Not necessarily what you say. Ah, my father, my father. Equalizer. That's not it, too. Equalizer. They don't say that pastor was preaching the other day. Many say, Lord, Lord. But they do know what I say. Same difference. These men worship with their lips, but their heart is far from me. It's not what you say. It's not who you call your father, is your father. I love pastor. Whenever people say, my father, I say, we'll see. No, it's Papa Ralph. They say, one man kids, they say, my father, I say, really, I'm your father? We'll see. And it didn't take long before he knew that that was not his father. Because when the change doesn't come ruling, he needs to get a new father. When the expectations are not met, hurriedly. Now they should it's a sugar daddy. So when the sugar doesn't come, the daddy ceases. Move along. Amen. Now I want to say there's a decree of sharing. There's a degree where it's good to be close to your fathers physically. There's some things that they can only impart to you physically, but it's not physical contact per se. We see that in Mark chapter 9, the guy who was doing miracles, but he wasn't among them, and the sons of thunder wanted to cut him off. And so Jesus said, no man can do a miracle in my name and lightly speak of me. So it was a heart connection, not a proximal connection. Even though proximity is good, and I thank God for that, because you see, like it says in Mark chapter 4, when we read it the other day, when you're proximal to somebody who's in oversight over you, there's some things that they can share with you in that proximal area, those things that pertain unto the word and stuff. And we've, by the grace of God, I and the pastors here, we've had that since. From way back, I remember in those days, we in South Tambelo, we just go and sit outside South Tambelo, the pastor's flat there. Just to see all the memojis going inside, coming out, going inside. Anytime you hear something, you just say, wow. You know, you just pick it up, tiny little pieces and pieces. That's where we began. Then, of course, after a while, we joined the ministry. And you know, started listening. We go and see with pastor and mommy, just be hearing what they say. You are not there, because there are emojis all around. You know, when I say emoji, I mean the babas, they are there. It's just on the periphery, just hanging around. By adventure, something will come to me too. That's how we began. And we're still there today, by the grace of God. And I will continue. In beyond the glory. Amen. So there's something that is possible with close. I mean, when you get close, there's a certain level of sharing. But it's not the closeness per se. And I want to say, folks, in this day of internet, in this day of internet, there'll be people that will respond, and they are already. It's already happening. Who are all these folks who are hearing pastors' messages through the internet, and they are following after, and they're getting the results more than some of us who are here. That's an indictment. Their hearts. That's what it is. Heart connection. They hear the word. They obey. They submit in their hearts. And of course, they also share. Amen. There's a gift to the Bible says, let he that communicate, let him that, I was talking about communicate to him that shareth in all good things. If you have a good thing, communicate. I didn't say call him on the 0825. Communicate. That means you share. Substance. Tithes and offerings. What? I said tithes and offerings. Some people, let me get your case to do. God gave me some things, and I want to just say quickly. Remember this. Everybody remember this. And maybe you need to write it down. Heart connection and submission are dynamic. It's not a set thing. It doesn't just stay like that. Amen? Because your heart is forever changing. That's why I say, keep your heart with all diligence. My heart with all diligence. Amen? Full connection, full submission of heart, full covering. Partial connection, you know, like when your partial contact. Thank you, Pastor Lee. We're just going, daku daji. Part connection, part submission. It's partial covering, though. You get partial covering. Hello? No connect. Hello? Without partial covering, because of partial connection and partial submission, you are sometimes, like Saul, under the covering of the prince of the power of the air, which is a default setting. When you jealousy, you will not come back under the father's covering. And if you let the thing slip again, then an evil spirit will come, like they saw, an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And he was here and there. That's partial covering. Because the default setting is always there to take you out. He will not take you out in Jesus' name. And of course, no connection, no submission, no covering from God, and the spirit of the power of the air rules and reigns. It doesn't matter what you say or what you think or what you do. It is ruling. The spirit of disobedience provides covering for such people. So, really, it's your attitude that makes your choice for you. Heart is what makes your choice. So keep your heart with all diligence. Amen. We're closing. So we can tap into this covering by our hearts. Finally, now, this is good. The essence of spiritual covering is to provide a place for us to grow up into God in all things, to perfect the love of God. Yes, we know that. Use the blood, the word and the power of the Holy Spirit to flush out the sin nature, to transform ourselves, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, praying the Spirit with tongues to perfect the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is very important. Very, very important. Because the essence of doing this is so that as you are undercovering and you begin to do these things and God begins to work in us to perfect us in the love of God, you yourself become a covering. Look at Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Mark 4:30. Hello, somebody. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is a dominion of God over our minds, will, emotions, and physical body. That's kingdom. That's what we're doing by the grace of God. We use the blood, the word, and the spirit to perfect the law of God. It says, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? Next verse. It is like a grain of mustard seed. That's a seed that gets you. It's a being born again, not of corruptible, of incorruptible seed. That seed is the word of God that comes into our spirits and transforms us, breaking the fountainhead of sin, so we can have a measure of the life of God to begin to transform our minds, will, and emotions, and our physical bodies, and perfect the love of God. So it's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, that earth there is not the flat ground. The earth is your physical body. You are made of the dust of the earth. So he's talking about putting that seed of the kingdom into our human spirits. He says, when it is sown there, it is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Like this word we sow, I say, the sower soweth the word. What we've spoken today should be like a seed in the hearts of many. But if you water it, if you cultivate it, if you begin to work on it by using the blood, the word, and the spirit, by hearkening and connecting to your spiritual oversight, that word begins to grow. And guess what? Next verse. But when it is sown, it groweth up. Tell your neighbor, you will grow up in Jesus' name. It says you grow up and become what? Greater than all herbs that shooteth out great branches. Why? So that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. That's your mandate under covering. Grow up to be a covering for others. Hallelujah. And as you grow, God will begin to add people under your covering. The fowls of the air will come. God will make you a captain of 10. Make you a captain of 50. Then make you a captain of 100. Now just a man, captain of 1,000. And then hell, tens of thousands. And perhaps over some time, millions. Depending on the capacity of your spirit. See that in Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 15. Amen. Prophetically. Captains. So you have your immediate connection, your nuclear family. Then after a while, you can spread out towards your extended family. Amen. All of us should be doing that now. After a while, God begins to put you on. You don't even know. Because he's sure that when you get up in the morning, you're going to pray. And he can use your spirit to feed someone you never heard of until the day you get to heaven. And he says, it was you that prayed me to the kingdom. Hello? How do you think I got into the kingdom? How did you go into the kingdom? Do you know who prayed you in? Do you know who travailed to break the power of the enemy over you? You may or may not know. I don't know. When we get there, we'll see the records. But I'm here now, and I want to be a useful tool in the hand of God. Amen. And so you gradually overcome the power of darkness, the prince of the power of the air over your family, over your extended family, over your household, those connected to you. The Bible says we are saved along with our household. And then guess what? After a while, God begins to extend your covering to nation, to this nation. Hallelujah. In conjunction with other people. Amen. Give you a governmental authority over nation and then over the nations. Hello, somebody. Pulling down that stronghold. Tearing that veil. Hallelujah. Amen. We also won't be just one. Be many people under the covering of a father or fathers, like in this house. How many people remember Obama 2008 tells me nothing is impossible with God. It was pronounced, it was prophesied, and it came to pass because we were under covering. Hello, somebody. So through you, God will send forth the rod of his strength from Zion. You begin to rule and reign in the midst of your enemies. Amen. To bring salvation now to the earth. And now has come salvation. Now has come the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. How? They overcame him by the blood, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. That's how you begin. And then guess what? after some time, when all of us have an area of influence, our area of influence begin to expand and expand. Your area of influence will overlap his. His area of influence will overlap hers. And gradually will spread over this house first and all that is under the covering of the house. And then after a while, God begins to extend us beyond Nigeria as the house begins to expand in influence. Amen? Go to America. Go to Korea. So when you overcome in your area and God begins to expand, your area will intersect with mine will intersect with somebody else. And after a while, all that covering will intersect and the whole of the air will be taken over by the power of God. So instead of there being a default that is the prince of the power of the air, the power of God will now be the default and all nations will bow and give glory to God. And that's when they're going to come to seek the Lord. So they will come to the way to them, to Mount Zion, to come to learn the ways of the God of Jacob and to walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. This is your destiny. This is my destiny. Who's got you covered? You need to be able to answer the question. The Lord give us understanding. Hallelujah. Let's speak to the Lord. Hallelujah. It's available, folks. Oh, Lord, it's available. What a great time. Amen. The key is to submit and obey. Those are the two keys, really. Not to consciously submit and obey God's appointed spiritual oversight is to be under the default of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that work in them. That's why God said, woe unto them that cover with a covering, not of my spirit. Nobody wants woe. But you can mistakenly enter into it by default. All he says is that don't have a covering. Don't be under a covering that is not of me. That means you've got to humble you. We've got to humble ourselves. We've got to obey instruction. That's why it's your life. My life. Amen? And we caught out. And there's a degree to which we submit and obey and walk in instruction under fathers and kings who provide the covering. That is the same degree to which we'll enjoy the covering. Amen? And the degree to which you and I will be free from the influence of the power of Satan in the air. It's very simple. Very, very simple. And this is how God has set up the system. So we need to have an understanding and to align our wills with God's will and his will. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. Let's ask the Lord to help us. It takes mercy and grace. But if you decide, God will back up your decision with mercy. And it will give you grace. Under the canopy, under his canopy, under the canopy of God, our Savior now covers us, gives us his safety. Under the canopy of God, under the canopy, under the canopy, under the canopy, under the canopy of God, our Savior now covers us, gives us the safety. His canopy, under his canopy, under the canopy, under the canopy of God, our Savior now covers us, he gives us his safety, under the canopy of God. Our Savior covers us, our Savior. Sincerity, the other hand raised up to God in submission to His will in this regard, and we respond to this word the Lord has given us today. Say, Father, I confess our sins, and so we plead with the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word to me today, reminding me and teaching me afresh concerning my dwelling under a covering of your Spirit through submission to spiritual fathers, the kings you have placed upon Zion's holy hill. I understand it is under their covering that I will find a place of refuge, a place of nourishment, a place of rest from these perilous times that we see and the storms of life that are raging around about us in this day. And so, Father, I come to ask for fresh mercy, fresh grace, to humble myself under the mighty hand of God, humble myself like the Lord Jesus, and to submit to and obey my spiritual fathers, the Abraham and Sarah you have set over me, Lord God. Lord, as I obey, Lord, their instructions, Lord, the instructions given me through them from you out of a pure heart, I say thank you, Lord God, because you have given this honor, Lord God, to follow after their instruction and to obey and follow after their example, so that as they inherit the promises, I too will follow on to inherit the promises in the name of Jesus. So help me, Lord, afresh to consecrate and to rededicate myself to using the blood, the power of the word, and the power of the spirit through tongues and travail to perfect the love of Christ, so that I will be enabled under their covering by your mercy and grace to increase in spiritual capacity to provide covering not only for myself but first of all for those in my immediate sphere of influence, and then gradually, Lord, to extend that covering over the nation and over the nations of the world, so that along with all your Zion churches, Lord, will be a place of rest, a place of refuge where all men can come to seek you and to find you in this day of glory. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you will give me more light, more understanding, more wisdom to follow after, to tear this satanic veil, Lord, that has been set over all men and over the nations, as I follow on my spiritual fathers to know in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Roserem barakaka, rembele bikoro mi gedaka sokor, rambali balelo mese, rembele malaka soro mi aba, rambade sele sokundo. Father, mi rabenze do ba, bidim no ba kasene. Father, lenkere jambalo mbele, rembele spatiram de, rembele kalamon de daram deke, rambale mbele, rambale bitiro matakali, rembele sakakoro, vande bidu salam biyama, rembe rasakaro mbele, rembele kasato. Heavenly Father, thank you. Help me to give my heart over to my oversight and to follow after them in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're now going to pray concerning our healing. Now let's put a hand to our heart and lift up a hand again. Wherever your pain is, maybe wherever, just as close as possible for decency's sake, put your hand there and raise up the other hand to the Lord, and we will all pray together. Children, are you ready? I love that response. Amen. So we'll pray. Father, we come in the wonderful name of Jesus. We come under the covering of our fathers who have provided this open heavens over us. We say thank you. As we come, Lord, we come to say we put our faith in the word of the Lord that says Himself took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. And so we say, Lord, we exercise faith in this word and in the resurrection power that was wrought in Christ when he was raised from the dead. And by faith in this word, now that power flows into our physical body, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, flowing into every part, every nook, every cranny of our physical members, Lord, into our brain, into our heart, our lungs, liver, our digestive system, our circulatory system, the immune system, into every cell and every DNA within every cell within our bodies, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, causing all to function as it was designed to function, all to respond to the parent force of abundant life in the name of Jesus. And therefore we say, because we believe this, we say, by the stripes of the Lord Jesus and his resurrection life and power, we are healed and we live in divine healing and in divine health in the name of Jesus. We keep the laws of hygiene, of diet, of physical exercise, of natural medicine, and of rest in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus and his resurrection life and power, we are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray now under the covering of fathers. Pray fervently. Don't mess around with the devil. You will live and you will not die. Oh God, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Let's join hands with someone as we close the service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Faithful God. Lord, you said, tell them that the key is heart submission by humility and obedience. That's the key. Humility, submission, obedience. The Lord have mercy. So under the covering of fathers, the Lord bless and keep us all. The Lord make his face to shine upon us. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us. The Lord God gives us peace. God makes us head and not tail. I say we are head and not tail, above only and not beneath. The Lord calls us to prosper and to excel in all that we set our hands to do, and to be at least 10 times better than our peers by an ever increasing enlightenment of our minds in the name of Jesus. And so we possess the gates of our enemy, even the gates of death. So we shall live, we shall not die. We shall live, we shall not die. We shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. The Lord satisfies us with long life, and he shows us his salvation, the perfection, and the fullness of Christ in Jesus' name. And so under the covering of fathers, the Lord anoints us with the anointings of Enoch, of Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, amen. The grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, somebody. Tell your neighbor, God has got you covered by a spirit upon your, that is upon your fathers in Jesus' name.